It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Since we're right in the middle of a winter season that won't let many of us spend time in the garden, I thought we might use the next few weeks to learn a bit about the state trees that grow in the High Plains Public Radio domain. Imagine you are a pioneer crossing the Great Plains on the Santa Fe Trail. You've come from the tree-lined riverbanks of the Ohio Valley, the forests of the Appalachian Mountains, or the sugar maple groves of New England. You're riding or walking across an endless sea of grass against a gale of hot, dry wind. You think you must surely have wandered past the edge of hell when ahead you see a sign of hope, a shimmering cottonwood tree. This welcome sight was sometimes the difference between life and death for the early pioneers. The tree often meant finding water, as the cottonwood usually grew along the creeks and streams that ran through the draws of rolling prairie land. The trees also offered precious shade for man and animal, a place to rest and regroup before traveling on. Since the heartwood typically rots within the larger limbs, there was usually a supply of broken branches, giving the migrating family a store of wood for fires and cookstoves. And the hollow trunks and stumps of older trees provided homes for squirrels, raccoons, possums, or even a hive of honeybees. This last possibility, when realized, was most prized, as sweets and sweeteners were rare treats on the pioneer prairie. Looking at all the benefits these gentle giants offered to our forefathers, it's no wonder the eastern cottonwood has two Great Plains states who claim it as their own. It was named the official tree of the state of Kansas in 1937, and in 1972, Nebraska replaced the American elm with the cottonwood as a state tree more fitting of the pioneer history of the state. Botanically speaking, Populus deltoides gets its common name of cottonwood from the fluffy white seeds that are produced on the female trees during early summer. They can fill the air with downy puffs and are sometimes considered a nuisance in urban areas, thus creating the development of the cottonless cottonwood, sometimes sold for landscaping purposes. The tiny airborne seeds of our historically correct cottonwoods produce one of the largest trees in North America, with heights of 80 to 100 feet, trunks up to 5 feet in diameter, and limbs that spread 40 to 60 feet. Cottonwoods have a heart-shaped leaf, similar to their cousins, the poplar and aspen. In the fall, the shimmering, shaking leaves turn a bright yellow and add their thousand voices to the roaring winds of autumn that can be heard in a grove of cottonwoods. Given proper growing conditions, the trees can live to be over 100 years old. They survived the raging walls of early-day prairie fires because of their thick, corky bark and because they are usually rooted in wet or marshy areas along rivers and streams. Today, cottonwoods are still plentiful in the eastern parts of Kansas and Nebraska, but the old groves are dying out in the west, along our diverted and dwindling rivers. The ribbons of forest that wound through our prairies and provided many gifts for tired travelers are in danger of going the way of the covered wagon and the horse-drawn plow they helped establish.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.